My name is Mio. My name is Aika.
Aika.
Mio. Aika.
Manato.
Mio. Aika.
Okay.
What Japanese food do you like the best? What Japanese food do you like the best?
I like ramen.
Which taste?
I like miso.
Oh.
Maybe because I've tried miso here. That's why, I guess. But if I went to another place in Japan, I may like another taste of ramen. But because I'm in Sapporo right now.
What singer?
Singer.
What singer do you like?
I like Adele.
Adele.
Do you know Adele?
No?
YouTube.
YouTube, Google.
You know Adele?
Yes.
Like it?
Yes.
Yay! No?
Are you a Japanese? Are you Japanese people? A Japanese? Are you Japanese?
I'm Japanese, but I used to be live in Canada and Alaska, the United States, and Cambodia, and Vietnam, and other lot of places outside of Japan a lot. So,
name is Japanese, but I've been to a lot of places.
Which place do you like?
I like Alaska.
Alaska.
The most.
Why?
Why? Because it has a beautiful nature.
Aurora.
Aurora. The famous singer? The famous singer in your country? You're gonna ask anybody else, right? I think Sakamoto Kyu is the most famous in the U.S.
Real media.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Your country is the
best. Yeah, <Mio. laughs>
What kind of world of society that the high school student of your country? What kind of world of society that the high school student in your country?
What kind of local society?
Yes. What kind of local society does the high school student live in?
Volunteer work?
Yes.
Social contribution.
What did you?
Ah! I think we used to have those kind of social activities in the high school, but maybe a lot in church. People who go to church on a Sunday and have a contribution for the poor people, homeless, and have food for them, and give them clothes donation, and food donation.
In Japan?
No, in Alaska.
Alaska?
It's only in Alaska.
Okay.
Because I'm from Alaska.
Do you think social contribution is important as a student?
Yeah, I think so. That some of the high school has the credit for social contribution, and they have to work as a volunteer, or yeah, they might not have activities as classes to learn how to get good with social and how to work as a volunteer. I think that the government takes the higher position, and they usually have a house for the street children and the poor guys. We cannot have a house in winter because it's like minus 45 below in the winter, and nobody can stay outside for long. So they usually have a house for the people who doesn't have it in their house, and they stay inside and that in the winter, or they dig a hole in the underground and make their house by themselves. But in many cases, they get a can of foods that is donation from anybody else. We can just donate in the university. Anything else?
What kind of social contribution will be helpful for government?
Helpful for government? That we have to help in government? Okay. I think they don't. I Is the social contribution very for government? But the government is encouraging people to do the donation for clothes and cans and also for a handmade thing. The small company that making a bowl of wood or any handicraft for soap or small businesses they encouraged in Alaskan state. So they can, I think it's easier to start up a new business in the place and just growing up, like birch sap syrups, like here, but it can be bigger with the support. There's a USDA, the Department of Agriculture, would help them. So that could be one contribution as a social that government wants everybody to do.
Have you
Have you ever done social contribution? Yeah? So I was in the program of One Tree Alaska. That is a combination of timber production, sap production, and education for children. So bringing children into wood and take care of them and tap up trees together and teach how nature is important and make a craft together in the daytime, so you know parents can go around and chillax in there, so we have to care about the old children and live together and sometimes teach and study. And yeah, I think it's a good activity as a contribution. What are you studying for? What are you studying? What are you studying? I heard that you guys are in 4 courses in the school. Global business or culture something. I'm sorry, I forgot it.
Intercultural course.
How are you? Okay. Is anybody intercultural course here?
Yeah. No.
Is this a circle activity or is one part of class?
English club.
English club? Ah! That's why everybody's trying to speak in English and everybody's so good about that. No, I understand. Why do you like to study English? Why do you like English?
English is very cool.
English is very cool.
Very useful.
Useful
in the world.
I like English pronunciation.
English pronunciation? You like speller? Why you like it? Which part of the pronunciation do you like? T-H-S-R-N-L
T.
You like T? You like tea? Yes! I like it! Tea! Okay. Useful because of tea?
Why? Why do you like to study English?
I'm interested in English. Speaking English.
Why? What makes you so interesting into English, not another language like Spanish, Espanol, French? Now a lot of languages and using it all over the world, but not others. Why you choose English?
We can only English. We can only English as a language.
We can only
at the moment. Maybe two.
Chinese, Korean, French. So you have to choose one from them?
Yes.
With English? Or just forget about English and start the form?
English and
one of them.
Yes.
So do you have a
teacher?
Native speaker teachers?
No.
How do you study those English? Do you come to here? I'm sure we can find a Chinese there. And French or anybody's here. So which language do you choose from the four?
Chinese.
Okay. How are you?
French.
Chinese. You know, I'm not good at Chinese or French. I cannot speak those.
What language do you can speak?
English, Japanese, Portuguese, a little bit, Korean, a little bit. Like that.
What?
Prince. Hola, tudo bem? Oh. Because we have a lot of friends in here. Like Chinese people there. He's from Malaysia. So he can speak over 5 languages, I know. So they have an official language like English, Malaysian, and Chinese, and Vietnamese. I don't know, but more. So. すごいね。
What sports?
Sports. I like. What kind of sports do you like?
Do you like? What sports do you like?
I like ice hockey.
Ice hockey. Oh.
Do you know ice hockey? The Alaska team is Aces. Alaska Aces is the hockey team. They're so cool! You do sports? Do you like sports?
Yes.
What do you like?
Badminton.
What do you?
Badminton.
Okay. Is the all everything in Olympic in 2020?
Yes.
Soccer.
Good. So you can bring your friends to the stadium together and teach them the rule. Right? Do you like to see the Olympic game?
Yes.
I'm afraid you have only 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes to go. Please try to finish the interview.
Volleyball, badminton, soccer. I think they all have it there. Yes.
I like Olympic ceremony.
Ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I like it very much. I guess the teacher knows that I'm not nature. Actually, I know him. Because I went to you guys in high school before as a teaching assistant with international students from 2 years ago.